Let's read the turn to the first chapter, Unfair Grace. Let's look at the quotes on the left-hand side.
These are three quotes from Philip Yancey. Grace has about it the scent of scandal. When someone asked theologian Karl Barth what he would say to Adolf Hitler, he replied, Jesus Christ died for your sins. Hitler's sins? Judas's? Has grace no limit? And the next one. I know that I came face to face with God's love at my worst, not my best, and that amazing grace saved a wretch like me.
Isn't that the truth of it?
Yeah.
And finally, one who has been touched by grace will no longer look on those who stray as those evil people or those poor people who need our help. Nor must we search for signs of love-worthiness.
Ooh.
Grace teaches us that God loves because of who God is, not because of who we are. Categories of worthiness do not apply.
Did you get all that? No, I mean, we should have gone home many times this morning and had enough.
Yeah.
Feast on this stuff, folks. Feast on this stuff. I mean, I started this book, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
At least 2 years ago. Put it down for a year. Came back to it. Now it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been revising it since January. I think it was January we started again.
Yes, we did.
And now we're here. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing another one I wrote even longer, further ago than that. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm doing it. It's sitting in that room.
Yeah, it
and I have yet to get together.
No more. All right. Chapter 1, Unfair Grace. Grace is unreasonable.
For folks who have difficulty with that, don't apologize. It is unreasonable. God's love is unreasonable.
Yes.
God's patience and peace is unreasonable. If it wasn't, God would be like us. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
It is unreasonable.
Yes.
Thank God it's unreasonable.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God it's unreasonable. Yes.
It goes against our religious instincts. It doesn't treat us the way we deserve, and this makes some people nervous.
It does.
Yeah.
Because they've got revenge in their hearts.
That's true.
They want you to P-A-Y.
Yeah. In fact, it does not pay any regard to the human condition at all, good or bad. It cares about only one thing, meeting your needs, whatever it takes, longing for you to come to the throne of grace and find your help. It gladly meets you with answers and not questions.
Very important sentence.
Mm-hmm. It is not iffy.
That's a lovely word.
Yeah. Grace is for everyone.
Hallelujah.
It is a one-answer solution that fits all.
That's lovely.
Only God's unfathomable love for us could produce it, and it is for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word grace itself in the Greek text is charis, and it is represented in the New Testament in several forms, which could be translated favor freely and generously given under various circumstances. Interpreting the word grace with this fuller understanding is outrageous. For example, Ephesians 3:2 could read this way, the dispensation of favor freely and generously given. And Ephesians 2:8-9, for by God's favor freely and generously given, you have been saved through faith. Romans 5:2 could read, this favor freely and generously given, in which we stand by faith, and so on.
Yo, why should I stand anywhere else, seeing I stand in this by faith?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay right where I'm at. I like this little thing called favor freely and generously given.
Yes. This puts the amazing back in grace. Hebrews 4:16 could also read, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of favor freely and generously given, that we may obtain mercy and find favor freely and generously given to help in time of need.
There you have it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I hope you're getting freer already. I mean, freer than before you got here. Ooh, 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 ooh. We're going to do this every Sunday until we wear this book out.
Amen.
Only a good and kind God of love who craved our intimacy would choose grace at his son's expense as the solution to our sin problem. It comes straight from his heart because he loves us so much. There is nothing man-made about it. If it were our brainchild, it would have put restrictions on it and made it difficult to receive and even harder to stand in.
Oh, we would have.
God conceived it, and he alone offers it free of charge to whoever wants it. Grace is the excuse a holy God needed to justify the best and worst of us. Without a doubt, only he could have come up with such an idea for his new creation, and only a heart of infinite love could offer it to us all at his son's expense. Grace is on him and not us. No one deserves it, and no one ever will. It's a free gift.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It is.
Hallelujah.
Grace tells us more about God than man.
Then I get that. Settle that right now, right now, right now.
It reveals him to be generous, kind, and understanding, and not happy with the idea of people missing out on walking with him because of their shortcomings. Beyond this, it reveals how much we mean to him, putting great value on the human soul. Surely this is the birthplace of our own self-respect and dignity. It certainly makes a fool of legalistic religion and the self-righteousness it produces. It helps all, the good and the bad. It takes the pressure off. Grace is very humbling, and it proves that there was no other way for God and man to come together on God's terms. We couldn't rise up to his level any other way, so he humbled himself and came down to where we were. Wow, this is grace.
Hallelujah.